for you. Music.
The new music.
This is new mix music.
He's got a mix of German, English, French, and Slovakian in him. And I don't even need to use Ancestry.com to find that out. It was just Wikipedia. Pretty cool, right? Oh, got a birthday coming up, too, on the 4th of April. Out of San Antonio, Austin Mahone, new on mix.
Lady, hear me tonight, 'cause my feelings coming, baby.
Your station is Mix 107.5. All right, we got to talk about the new feature for Facebook Messenger. You use the Facebook Messenger. Hang on, get the right music. Hang on.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
They have this new thing now where you can actually track your friends on Facebook through the Messenger. It's a live map that will move around as your friends move around or as you move around. People can track you. They can watch you through the Facebook Messenger app now. This is brand new. It's something new that Facebook put out there through Facebook Messenger. Live location is what they're calling it. Well, you want that? You want somebody watching you, like all your moves and wherever you're going? Friends or not? I don't need big, bugly eyes.
Ooh, yes. They're now going in the back of the house. Off their map, it looks like they're in the backyard. They must be grilling up some steaks.
It's so weird to me. It's so weird. So you want to know how to shut it off? I'll tell you how to disable this thing. You ready? Tap the menu icon, settings, location services, uncheck the box that enables location services for the app. Did you catch all that? If not, I'll just pull up my Facebook Messenger, find out where you are, and I'll come by and help you out.
Thanks for listening to The Mix.
Bethany on the gridlock. There you go with your Ed.
This is new mix music.
Fate and the Furious movie on Friday, and this is so cheesy. When he left the set on the final day of filming, Vin Diesel said, "Daddy's out." I guess that's what he calls himself on set because he's one of the oldest. That's ironic because that's how Duffy leaves a room too. He says, "Daddy out." Weird. Kehlani now. Appreciate you checking in on the gridlock with your station Mix 107.5. Hey, every day, too, by the way, it's all requested music. We mix it up for you, the gridlock. It's 763-4649, 763-4-MIX. And call, use that number, too, to chime in. We're kind of opening up the Kelly vault today.
I know. I'm a little nervous now.
My sister, every time you talk to her, there's something weird that happens. She's always got some crazy story. And this one might come toward the top. Her friend on a first date, what happened to her?
Yeah, so she went on the first date with this guy, and the guy ended up sucking her toes on the first date.
Right.
And usually first dates, you, like, don't know people very much, you know, you're kind of still getting used to people, but yeah, he apparently took it there.
Making sure she doesn't have Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah, there wasn't a second date.
There was no second date. So that's not the thing to do. You're waiting on the appetizers, you know, whatever, the breadsticks to come out.
It would probably be recommended to not suck your date's toes on the first date while you're waiting for breadsticks.
Maybe he needed something salty.
Salt packets.
Breadstick goes in, and the big toe goes in. Okay, so that is awkwardly weird.
Yeah.
What happened on your first date? That's kind of what we're throwing after. I want to get your opinions, and I want to hear from you. 763-4649, 763-4-MIX. You give it the best awkward, weird first date. And, oh, did it last, too? Schlitter bomb. We'll send you there. All right, in the gridlock. This is the gridlock with your station Mix 107.5 KT 763-4-MIX 763-4649. Also use that number to call me with your worst dating experiences. Schlitterbahn tickets, get you at the water park. So my sister and Carrie were talking, apparently, like on a first date, very first date, a guy tried to suck on her toe. Right? I'm thinking he had a salt shortage. We're going to go off of that one. Who is this, by the way?
Millie Stratford.
Worst dating experiences, go.
Okay, so I went on a date, and it was awkward. Talking to the guy was just horrible. But I, of course, agreed to go hang out after we had dinner.
Yeah.
And we sat there for, like, 3 hours just staring at each other. There was no conversation topic. Nothing to talk about. Like, I tried to start a conversation with him, and he just looked at me like I was an idiot. Worst time of my life. I was so relieved for him to take me home. Horrible time.
I can just picture, like, the conversation just after, like, what, 20 minutes of pure silence. So I bought some shoelaces.
Yeah, like, seriously, that's how it went. It was like, so, I like that picture. Like, what do you say? It was so awkward.
Bam from Atoma, new on Mix called All Night, and we're powered by Plateau, by the way. Really crazy dating stories coming in. Facebook, Twitter, at KT On Air, for Instagram as well, at KT On Air. I want to get your crazy dating stories. My sister, she likes to get pictures of Mix Mornings, baby. You know, I got family that lives all over the country. And so we shoot them out. We kind of include everybody. I think, well, Kerry included one that he, like, you know, pulls his foot up to his mouth and he was, like, sucking on his shoe and whatever babies do. Well, my sister takes it down the awkward dating road, or she says, hey, my friend had that same thing happen to her, except the guy tried to do it. I'm like, what? What? This guy tried to suck on her friend's toe. And so I'm thinking he was maybe short on salt. He needs something sweaty to lick. Maybe that was it. That's what we're going to go off of. Taking your bad dating experiences. 7634-MIX. 7634-649. You got a couple or what?
I have one, and it's awful. And I don't even know why I'm calling you, because my friends are bullying me into this. And it's honestly a bad story about me.
Oh, you're the bad dater.
I'm the bad dater.
Oh, no. Well, now we really have to hear it.
It wasn't like a new date. It wasn't like a guy I didn't know. It was with one of my boyfriends.
Okay.
But we hadn't been dating for more than like 8 months. We went to go visit one of his family members in another state. We went to a bar, and it was like my first experience ever in a bar. I wasn't really a drinker, but I was that night. So, you know, I'm testing out all of these drinks, and then all of a sudden I fall asleep on the bar.
But, you know, to your credit, though, you know, a nice tabletop does make a good pillow. So
we eventually make our way back to his family member's house. This is awful. You guys are terrible people.
She's yelling at her friends in the background.
I wake up the next morning, and I literally pooped my pants.
No!
I was so drunk. And he knew it, and he left me in my poopy pants.
Well, that shows you what kind of father he's going to be. He won't ever change the child.
Exactly, and he's gone. He's long gone. But, yeah, that was probably the worst date I've ever been on.
M-I-X. Mix. 107.5.